This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is draft week. Counting down the days. Thursday, round one. Pick 28 for the Lions. Maybe a trade-up. We'll see. A lot to talk about. We'll get to the Tigers later as the show rolls on here. We're talking Pistons right now with open lines. Did Saturday night change how you view the series at all? And is tonight a must win? Let's get to Chuck in a truck. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to say this loss was Bickerstaff's fault because he didn't keep the rotation as he did during the regular season. Marcus Sasser and Ron Collins didn't see the minutes that they needed to see early in the game, so the guys that were out there during the whole fourth quarter could actually they didn't look shocked. Turnovers, things like that. So they had to call those timeouts, and you had to save one timeout, but even if you had six timeouts, those guys looked like they were kind of worn down, and that shouldn't happen.
Well, it shouldn't happen because this is the playoffs, and you're supposed to have that extra gear. Teams all across the league shorten their benches. Like, that's not unique to the Pistons.
Marcus Sasser wasn't even dressed.
Yeah, he didn't even play, and Holland, I think, played single-digit minutes. I don't think that's a fair criticism of J.B. Bickerstaff. That's what coaches do in the postseason. They take a 10-man rotation and they distill it down to seven or eight guys. That's what the best teams do. It's on your best guys to not freeze up in the fourth quarter. You know who plays their guys the most minutes in the whole NBA? The New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been tired in the fourth quarter. Instead, they're turning you over. They're running in transition. They're doing what you do.
And they were just as banged up as the Pistons are.
Of course.
You know, because their star was the one that was limping around and not just, you know, guy coming off the bench.
Let's get to Nordo in Brighton. Nordo, good morning.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Happy Easter, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Go Blue, John.
Go Blue.
So I'm with Chuck in the truck, man. He stole my thunder, dude. Like, Ron Holland didn't get no PT, you know, and they looked gassed in the fourth quarter. They, like, especially Cade, he looked totally gassed. You know, Asar Thompson is the second coming of Joe Dumars mixed with Dennis Rodman. And Beef Stew is Ben Wallace plus Dennis Rodman. And I love those guys, but they need a blow. Those guys need they look tired in the fourth quarter. They got whooped in the fourth quarter. And I'm putting this on JB as much as I'm putting it on Cade. Like, you know, call a play where you get a bucket. You know what I'm saying? Stop the thing. But also, play your guys in the third quarter, your bench a little bit more. Put in Fontecchio.
Oh, I don't need to see Fontecchio.
No,
I'm cool with that.
Oh, come on, man! I love Fontecchio. He's scrappy, dude. He's a Detroit player. He's scrappy too.
Look, I'm intrigued by Holland.
DJ Nivey come back too, though. I think that might help.
Oh, sure. I mean, if someone can create a shot when you're going on a 21-0 run.
Yeah,
yeah. The other team's going on a 21-0 run. Yeah, I get you. Look, Holland sprinkling him in more in the series because he is a rugged player. Sure, but I'm sorry if the guys don't have their legs in the fourth quarter. You need to get your legs because that's the way the NBA playoffs work.
Yeah, it's that moment where you sell out everything right now, because if you don't,
Season's
you're going to be resting.
Yeah.
For the offseason.
Have a long offseason to rest. 248-539-9797. All right, John, the right and wrong way.
Yeah, we got Teddy a Pistons hat, or sorry, the Easter Bunny got Teddy a Detroit Pistons hat for in his Easter basket.
Cool.
And as soon as he put it on, you're like, hey, we're taking pictures. And I thought, well, I'm going to make this picture look a little bit better. I'm going to put a little bend in his hat. And then I was told, no, that one's not supposed to be bent. It's a flat-brimmed hat. And I thought, well, it's a baseball hat, right? It's supposed to have a bend in it. I am of belief that if you wear a baseball hat, it's not, especially if you're, now, okay, at the age of 3, it can look cute. At the age of 10, it can look all right. If you're over the age of 10, it should have a bend in it. A baseball hat is supposed to, it fits best if you have a bend in your hat. The function of a baseball hat is to keep the sun out of your face. And I know there's style and there's all of this.
Some of this is fashion, John.
Yes, I'm not much for fashion. It is supposed to be functional. And with a bend in it, it keeps the sun out of your eyes better than a flat-brimmed hat. And I can't stand the look of a flat-brimmed hat on anybody over the age of 10. I just feel like it's, if I were to walk in here with a flat-brimmed hat, I would look like a 49-year-old dude that's trying to look like a kid.
There's a right and a wrong way
there's
to wear
a hat.
And
there's clearly a right and a wrong way. And the more I talk to people, this is one where people are very divided on.
Really?
And I can't understand the division because I've seen Doug walk in here with a flat-brimmed hat, and I think to myself the same thing. I'm like, should have a bend in it. These tools...
That's what you think?
Well, I'm not going to call them a tool. I just think that it's not the way you're supposed to. It's not the appropriate way to wear a baseball hat.
So I wonder if you're going to get called like old guy on the ticket text, or you don't get it like the kids. It's the cool thing to do, the flat brim. Is that what it is? Like if Gen Z could hit us up, 248-539-9797.
Again, kids, we're talking about 10 or younger. And I might have, there might be some gray area, 11 or 12. Yeah. If Jack walked in with a flat brim hat, I'd be like, dude, you need to put a bend in that hat.
Heather?
I like the flat brimmed hat.
Do you?
Yeah, on the right person. My husband would never wear one, and he kind of is like your. We got Brooks a Tigers hat, and it was so cute. I liked it with the flat brim, and he's like, "No, we got to put the bend in it." I do agree.
It fits
your head better when you bend it because the hat is going to fit around your
round square
head. But on certain people. On kids, but on adults as well, I like the flat-brimmed hat.
I'm a John.
Oh, you are?
I am. I embrace the bend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
I think it frames your face better. It looks like a baseball hat should look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I like hats in general. I like hats over no hats. So I don't care if you put a bend in it or not, but I think it looks good on the right person.
Right. I'm a big fan of wearing the baseball hat. I think there are times where it's appropriate, to other times where it's not, right? You're not going to walk into a business meeting wearing a hat. But I do prefer the baseball hat versus no hat. But to me, it is right to put a bend in it, and it is wrong to have a flat-brimmed hat. And again, on a kid...
It's adorable.
It can be adorable.
It's really cute.
Is it because their faces are more... blocky at that age? Do they fully develop?
I don't know. I mean,
just
kids.
Cute.
Yeah, kids are just.
So they can get away with anything then.
That's
really saying anything about the flat.
Yeah,
you can put them in anything.
Oh,
you
can. Yeah.
But there's adults they look really great on too.
Are they square head adults?
No.
Do they wear them straight or do they wear them kind of tilted to the side?
I don't care
with the
how they wear
brim?
It. It looks good either way.
248-539-9797. We're mixing this in. We got ticket texts and we got thoughts on the Pistons. They're not going anywhere. We'll get Tigers' thoughts later in the hour. Let's get to Dave in Allen Park. Dave, what's up? You're on 97.1.
Good morning, everybody. So, I agree with you. However, the caveat to all of it, the gray area that you talked about, it's backwards.
Oh, say that again. Hold on, Dave. Say that again. We lost you there for a brief second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said the caveat to it and the huge gray area is wearing the flat brim backwards. If you wear it backwards, you're good. Forward, not so much.
Okay. See, it just doesn't. I have tried a couple of times to wear one that is, quote, supposed to be flat brimmed, and it just doesn't fit right. It feels like if I just put a bend in it, it would fit my head better.
No, backwards, they're perfect. I'm wearing a Boston Red Sox backwards right now on my way to get stitches checked for wounds that happened Friday. But, yeah.
If it's Boston, you should definitely wear it backwards. You a Bregman fan?
No.
Bregman.
I have almost every MLB team.
Okay. All right.
It's just, some people wear the hat because it's part of the look. So, like, it matches what they're wearing. So, they'll have, like, a Red Sox hat because it goes with the shoes they're wearing or something. So, it's fashion more than it is fit. Because I agree with you. The bend looks better, but people have... You're looking at me like I'm...
Wait. They wear the flat brim because it looks better
the other teams.
Well, you live here.
I agree with you. I'm just trying to explain where this person's coming from, potentially.
Okay. All right.
Sorry for giving him the benefit of the doubt. Seemed like a tough guy. He's getting some stitches taken care of.
A wound.
Yeah. I don't want to mess with this guy.
Yeah, it must have been a snitch.
Snitches get stitches.
Sal and Canton, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question. Yep. Do they make baseball caps with the bend in it? Already with the bend?
No, the ones, I mean, anytime you get one at the store, they're all flat brimmed, and then it's up to you to customize it.
Okay, so with that being said, if they was meant to have a bend in it, they would make it that way. But now, by you bending the brim, you're making a fashion statement.
Oh, sure. That's just how it comes off the production line.
I get it.
Do you wash your shirt? All of a sudden, it comes out. It's a little bit stiff. Then you wash it, and it feels a little bit better. You wear it a little bit more. It just fits better. Like, I mean, that's not a fashion statement.
Well. If they don't make it with the bend and it's just flat, then that's how it's supposed to be made. But by you bending it, now you're making a fashion statement because it wasn't made that way.
John Jansen, fashionista.
Yeah.
Out here, put your own spin on your look.
There's not a lot. Well, there are some square heads out there, but not a lot of square heads that a flat brim, just you put it on, your head is round. You round the brim so it fits your head better. And it looks better.
Look, phone calls, ticket texts, people clearly fired up about this. John says, right and wrong when it comes to wearing your hat. You put a bend in the hat. Teddy got a hat over the weekend. Pistons hat. Bent it. All right, guys. We also have thoughts on the Pistons. We'll read those. It's 97.1.
Hey, a personal injury of any sorts is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Febinino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Febinino. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Febinino at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Couple texts on the Pistons and then a flood of response to John's hardline stance on hats.
Yes. Got to bend the brim.
Actually, someone says that. Hashtag bend the bill. Spot on, John. On the Pistons, real quick, just reacting to Saturday night, I was thinking you guys were going overboard by picking the Pistons, but I have to backtrack and apologize based on the way they played. They were very much in that game. I think we got a shot. That being said, I still think the Knicks will win the series. Texter says tonight's an obvious must win. Coming back down 0-2 means the arena will be dead. No energy.
I don't think that on Thursday, if they're 0-2, the arena's not going to be dead.
No, people have been waiting to get to this game. Ticket texters on the hat debate. Dan Campbell always has a bend in his hat. Debate over. Okay, boomer, who cares what style of hat people wear? As a Gen Zer, flat brim is a millennial thing. Gen Z wears the bend, and that was confirmed by another one of our Gen Z listeners who says bend the hat.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Millennials. So you and your people.
Point to Heather, because she's the millennial defending the flat brim.
I like them. I'm the right person. You like... It's a person that has like this right swagger about them. It looks nice. I like it. My husband would never wear one because he apparently doesn't have the right swagger.
No. You know what comes across this texture?
It wouldn't look good
It wouldn't look good on me either.
It doesn't fit his personality.
I don't think I could leave the house. If I looked in the mirror and I had a flat, I would not be able to wear that out of the house.
It's a very belittling comment there.
Well, I don't think so.
But he knows it. Like, he knows he would never wear it like that. Like, he wouldn't feel comfortable. It doesn't fit his style. Maybe I'm not saying the right... Sorry, Colin.
I know what you mean.
But it's true. No, he knows it.
But the way that
he would never wear it.
My husband doesn't have enough swagger to pull it off is kind of how that sounded. But
it's just not the... It's not the... There's a certain...
Isn't it easier to see when you're that short in terms of having a flat one?
Are you going to be able to see out the sides?
Yeah.
It ruins your peripheral.
See, I think this texture... Deep laugh there. This ticket texture, I think, nails it. Says, I think of Steve Buscemi's Hello Fellow Kids meme whenever I see an adult in a flat-brimmed hat, Ryan and Ypsilanti. It's like you're trying to be cool. I guess maybe if you are cool, you can pull it off.
But if you are cool, it looks cool. It looks good. I like it. I like hats in general, so wear them any way you want.
Where do you stand on the stickers? Because this guy says I'm pro flat bill hat. Mm. However, what irks me is people who keep the stickers on the bill.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You've already bought it. Take the tags off.
But it's not just like the price tag. They're not leaving the price tag on. They're leaving that little the shiny sticker on the bottom. That's like the authentic. You know the sticker I'm talking about, right?
Yes, yeah. I know. Yes, it's soon as you buy it, you take
off
the
all stickers.
Yeah,
it's I'm like indifferent about that too.
You know, it's like leaving the double XL.
No, it's not.
Tag
it's
on
no,
that.
It's not.
Shirt.
It's not like
it's
that
not
at
that
all.
Bad.
No, it's not. It's not like that. That's
you buy something, it is now yours, and you could do whatever the hell you want with it. Wear it however you want, but if you buy it, you take the tags off. The sticker is just another tag.
John in Milford says, the flat-brimmed hat is like Denard Robinson not tying his shoes. All style, no function.
Yeah.
Let's get to Rob in New Baltimore. Rob, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Got to let you know, I have an embroidery shop in New Baltimore, and I've been to a couple of the hat shops where their hats are made. And New Era told me that they are made flat in production with a flex board, and it's all because of shipping. Because if you bend them at production, what happens when they're packing them in the box of 12 or 24, they start to rise up in the box. and then they get damaged during shipping. So that's why they're made flat brimmed with a flex board inside the brim.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, you can fit more in a box and they don't get damaged in shipping.
Correct. And everybody has a different facial balance. So the bend is usually to the just at the eye level of most people's faces. Like a lot of ball players use it to get that corner over the eyes so they're not getting that glare coming in.
There you go.
You got to definitely take the tags off. Mini Pearl, her trend is long gone. Get rid of the tags. We don't need to know what size you wear. It's like walking around with your underwear hanging out. We don't need to see them and know what size you wear.
All right, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
We have an interesting ticket text.
Mini Pearl. Mini Pearl was born in 1912.
Who?
I didn't know who that was.
No, I don't.
Mini Pearl? What is she famous for?
Wearing hats with tags.
Yes.
I have no idea.
She was a comedian. The photos are in black and white.
But there's a hat with a tag on it.
Yes.
John is right. Hats need to bend or you look like a clown. This is the most interesting one. Teddy is currently proudly wearing a re-flattened new Pistons hat. Just because you have a big head doesn't mean other people can't rock a flat bill signed Teddy's mom.
Yes, Teddy's going to rock whatever we put on him. And Lisa's style, no question, greater than mine. I'm all about function. Got to keep that sun out.
She doesn't text in often. That must have struck a nerve.
I think I did.
Yes. I want it on the record that Teddy will not be wearing a curved hat.
I want to hear this, wearing a hat to be functional, got to keep the sun out the next time John is wearing a hat in the studio.
Well, we have these lights now, so it's very much functional.
Covers up the hair day when you don't feel like styling
does,
hair.
Yes, but it just fits better. That's part of the function is that it fits better with the bend.
It looks more natural.
It stays on better. You don't have to worry about the wind quite as much.
We don't have a light switch for the sun.
No, we do not, which is why you bend your hat. That's your light switch.
Mike and Lyndon, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good, sir. I'm a big advocate of the, I always bend my hats, but I will say some hats are, they feel like they are designed to not be as flexible with the bend. Like there's, if you look at the brim on some hats, they have more stitching and they're more capable of the bend. And some hats just don't have as much. And it's harder to curve that bend that you want to get without ruining the hat and making it look all floppy on the side and everything.
Yeah.
I was in the military and we used to starch our hats. We call them covers, and we would sit there and put them around like a bottle or anything to keep it in that posture.
Mm-hmm.
But they had it formed to it better. But no, I don't. I'm not a big fan of the flat brim. I like nice curve. I like, you sit there and you work it, like breaking in a glove.
That's right.
You work in your hat, yeah, and you're just sitting there and you're playing with it and you're getting it right and adjust it and
yeah, you're a grown up.
Yeah.
So you wear your hat like a grown up.
Yeah. No, I like this topic. I want to call in and talk to you guys for a second. So.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
Appreciate it. Thank
appreciate
you, Mike.
Appreciate it, yeah.
He's a curvy guy. Doesn't like the flat stuff.
Texter said...
all of a sudden, Mr. Maturity over there. Can't have a laugh.
I laughed. I giggled.
Texter says flat brim is Jay-Z's signature. So that's part of it.
Okay.
40-year-old black male here says, I wear a flat bill every day, but I will wear a bent bill when I golf.
Okay, so when you actually need to function versus
the sun versus fashion
style,
yeah. Adam on a cell, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
How you doing, good fellas?
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey man, John Jansen, I got to tell you something, sir.
Well, you
Man,
tell me.
Flat bill, you put that flat bill on, I swear to goodness, when you walk out that door in the morning, you're going to feel something in your soul. And what I mean by that is, Eminem, man, I grew up in white suburbia, and I really didn't have a lot of culture. And Eminem sported that flat bill along with the rest of NWA, and I was sold. And I ain't going to lie to you. I can't. Now, I can bend maybe a trucker hat, but I can't bend a new era. I can't bend a brand new fitted. Can't do it, sir. Love you guys. Go Pistons.
Go Pistons.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think Greg in my ear brought up a great point.
Yeah.
I probably would feel something. I'd feel shame. I feel shame. Yes. Like the hockey goalie and slap shot.
I mean, maybe you should try it because Lisa clearly likes it.
Hey, mate, you might be on something.
Uh-huh. Give it a try, John.
If I came in wearing a flat-brimmed hat, I think she would look cross-eyed at me. It would not look good. And no, it would be something completely out of left field.
We'll get to Heather's news coming up next. Some thoughts on the Tigers. And at 9:02, Dylan Larkin taking a shot at Steve Yzerman. We'll play the audio. It's 97.1.
Hey, you want to look good in those pictures again? First tip, bend your hat. Second, lose a little bit of weight. If you don't like the clothes that you put on this morning, you don't like the way you looked in the mirror, and you try and avoid every opportunity to be in pictures, you got to give Ideal You a call right now. You can find them on the web at idealyou.us. Picture yourself 40 pounds lighter, and imagine being able to do that in just 40 days. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I did it. I was on this program about 3 years ago, and it's something of the principles I still live by to this day. I lost 50 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. If you book today, Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. We love results, and we love it when they happen quickly. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. And be happy taking those pictures yet again. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
All right, guys. Well, led by two Olympians, the Michigan men's gymnastic team claimed their seventh NCAA championship on Saturday night. Pretty cool. It was the program's first time since 2014 after finishing in second place each of the past few years. So pretty cool. Fred Richard won the individual all-around title, and then Paul Judah won the parallel bars, and it came down to, though, not the parallel, but it came down to his final vault. So yes, it sounds like it was a very exciting competition.
It was very tense.
Came down to that vault. Once he nailed it, everyone was cheering, and it was a very exciting night. And if that moment wasn't exciting enough, it became even more exciting for Paul Judah because he got down on one knee, and he proposed after he became a national champion.
Yep.
To and she said yes.
Gymnastics girlfriend.
Yes.
Yes. She was on the women's team.
Yeah.
It always begs the question, if he hadn't won, would he have done it?
But no.
I guess we'll never know because he's a champion.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Exactly. Congratulations to that team and especially to those guys.
It's exciting. And when you told me about this, because I knew about the title, but I didn't know about the proposal.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, is she a gymnast? And you said yes. I was like, okay, well, it makes it a little bit better.
More personal that way.
But I still don't like it.
You think it should always be like a private incident?
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this a lot.
It should always have its own moment. It should never piggyback off of somebody else's moment, I think. It should have its own time to shine.
I tend to agree. Yep.
But obviously she was excited and he was excited as well. So good for them.
And they had a little rivalry going on. I've become friends with him because he's obviously at Michigan and have interviewed him a number of times. Congratulations to both those guys on their bronze medal. But he always kind of felt like there was something missing because his now fiance has a national championship ring from when Michigan won it last on the women's side, and he wanted to match that.
Yep, and now he can. Yep.
Look, if you have two Olympians, I would figure that you would win the national champion. I mean, if they didn't win the national championship, wouldn't it be like Trout and Ohtani on the Angels?
Yes, it would.
Yeah. It would feel like that, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. The Motown Museum is getting ready to unveil a $10 million facility dedicated to the visionary who started it all. The Esther Gordy Edwards Center for Excellence is a two-story, 38,000-square-foot multi-purpose complex. It's going to host a first-look event later this month. The first floor of the center is really dedicated to rehearsal space for music, for dance. There's also going to be spaces for different types of workshops and creative collaborations and things like that. And then the second floor will be home to the museum's curators and researchers. And there's going to be a dedicated area for students, for scholars to dive deep into the Motown story. So that will be open very, very, very soon. A new Baltimore woman is hoping somebody knows something about exactly what happened and who is responsible for throwing a water jug through her windshield. So this woman says she was driving to work. This was last Friday morning when another driver threw this jug and it shattered her windshield.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, she talks about
somebody holding this jug out of their car window.
Yeah.
But she says it all happened so fast, so it wasn't like something she could really process when all of a sudden her windshield shattered, glass on her face, liquid on her body, right?
And she's lucky to be okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And obviously the concern is like, what is the liquid?
Well,
I mean, you would have no idea. You got glass all over you. You've got somebody that just threw some liquid out there and busted your windshield. Yeah.
She was able to pull over, call 911. But man, she just said it was so dark. Wasn't able to really.
Was she on the highway, you said?
No, she was on 23, I believe, near Card in Macomb. Okay. So she wasn't on a highway, but still, you're
scary.
It's like 4:45 a.m. It's dark. You're not ready to see something fly through your windshield. Doesn't happen every day. So no. Pretty scary. Jelly Roll shared an embarrassing moment recently when he admitted that he once pooped his pants in the middle of the show, right there on stage. Yeah. So he and Luke Bryan were on the Jennifer Hudson show recently, and she asked the question, hey, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you while you were performing? And before Luke could even say anything, Jelly, do we call him just Jelly?
Yeah, Jelly.
Jelly just jumped in and was like, I'll tell
Mr.
you what.
Roll.
And he said, quote, I pooped myself. Wait. I can't say this seriously or it will be a drop. But
we could play Jelly Roll saying it. We have that, right?
We do?
Yes.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you while performing?
I pooped myself one time.
Hey! I did. I'm sorry. Listen, it was what they call a I didn't know. I was confident it was all there. It was not.
Well, they say never trust one.
I'm so sorry.
Never.
I watched this crowd go from loving me to just being completely out. Just completely out.
That's why we love him right there.
And I overshared again.
Pull it out your backside. I thought it was all air.
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't. Thanks,
man.
Oh, boy.
It's Heather with the news. All right, top of the hour, Dylan Larkin. You might have missed this over the weekend. I don't think people really picked up on this. Took a jab at Steve Yzerman. We'll play the audio, top of the hour. He did his postseason media press conference, and we'll get to it. Tigers, 3-4 over the weekend against the Kansas City Royals. I thought an interesting note, the crowds. Almost 100,000 people for four games doesn't sound like a lot, but for April, with a holiday thrown in there, a couple day games thrown in there, people are starting to get hooked on this baseball team, John.
Yeah, and I find myself, last couple of years, it's been a hard watch, especially, you know, in the month of April, the month of May. It's been very difficult because the offense has been so bad. Last year, when they were in their historic run at the end of the season, it still wasn't a pleasurable watch because you're watching pitching duels, pitching chaos. What made it exciting is you had no idea what combination AJ was going to come up with today, and then all of a sudden he does, and it works. That was the excitement. But everybody loves to see home runs. Everybody loves to see offense, especially early in games. And this team is coming through on that. So we're somewhat judging this on attendance at games. Attendance has been up this year. You watch the game, and a ball is hit down the line, and all of a sudden you see a near full crowd. And okay.
They're not. It's not full. It's April. We know that.
Right. But it is, you know, it's a Thursday night or it's a midweek day game. And all of a sudden there's more people there than have been there in the past. So people are spending their money going to these games. They're also spending their money, I find, because a lot of people are getting the streaming service that carries the Tigers, something that last year wasn't even an option for part of the season. And then when it was, people said, I don't want to pay the money because I don't want to watch this team. Now they're spending the money for that.
It's a question of buy-in, like on its most literal sense, buying tickets to go to games. They're 8-2 at home. You've been very pleased if you've gone out to Comerica Park. Buy-in in terms of buying the subscription or buying gear, but also emotional and time that you've spent consuming this team. Because, John, it may sound hollow coming from us because it's part of the job, but I find myself watching the game, but also then I'll throw it on the phone if I'm doing like a chore or keeping busy around the house. I want to keep up with every single game and every single pitch and every single at bat in a way that, let's call it what it is, we didn't feel that way last year. So I could only imagine other people feel the same.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's only been one game that I've missed this year, and that's because I was out of market, and the geofence on the app wouldn't allow me to listen. And the downside of the app is that if you're out of the region, you can't watch it either. So you're just kind of left with following along. And in previous years, there were times where, okay, we wouldn't catch every inning of a game, or there'd be some that we'd miss, but you can go on YouTube and you could catch up in a 10-minute highlight reel. Yeah. Now it's appointment TV. It's appointment listening because you don't want to miss something because you kind of feel like, well, I don't want to miss that 3-run homer by Torque because that was the only great moment on Saturday, but it was a game-winning moment.
Oh, yeah. I'll find myself perking up if he's got a big at-bat coming because look what he's done. He's done damage. They took 3 or 4 over the weekend, and it's so funny because people will fixate on Baez error. Right. I would also point out Riley Green, bases loaded, should get some flack too if we're going to go at it, or the fact that they couldn't score a single run in extra innings. But I don't find myself wanting to harp on that because they took 3 of 4 and because those have been the outlier games this season, right? Like last year, those complaints felt more present because they were holding the team back. You can call them missed opportunities. They're not going to win every game. The fact that they're sitting in first place right now, winning the majority of the games, like the Torque stuff is outweighing any of the Riley Green stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's been part of it. And the fact that now you've got the San Diego Padres coming to town. And it is, we talked about a measuring stick at the beginning of the season, which they didn't measure up, 0-3 against the Dodgers. We talked about a measuring stick against the New York Yankees. They won that series, 2 of 3. Mm-hmm. Now they get another one against the San Diego Padres. 3 games. Can they win the series?
And it sets up where you're playing them at a good time. Jackson Merrill's hurt. Mm-hmm. Cronenworth's hurt. The scary thing yesterday with Arise over at first base. Yeah, they have Tatis. They have Machado. They're a good team. But, you know, the Tigers are dealing with injuries. You're getting the Padres at a good time while they're dealing with some injuries, too. It's part of a 10-game homestand. We want to know from you guys, are they appointment TV? Are they appointment viewing, listening? Mm-hmm. It's 97.1.
Hey, don't miss your chance to bet on all the clutch shots and legendary performances with FanDuel. America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make a heads-up play with player performance trends. That means whether you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or to put up a triple-double, you can check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you can combine live prop bets and a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. If you don't already have FanDuel, playoff time is the perfect time to join. You're going to get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get signed up. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lost 4-3 in extras. Took 3 of 4 over the weekend, Dan Dickerson's call. Tigers continue this long homestand. They got the Padres and the Orioles coming up here. And we've been talking about IP. We're hooked on this team. Everybody's paying more attention to them right now. And whether that's going to games, buying back into the streaming service, making sure that you've got the radio on or the app when you're doing chores around the house, like what is it about this team that's got you hooked right now? And are you hooked on this baseball team? Let's get to Nolan in Rochester. Nolan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, they're must-see TV without a doubt. My girlfriend and I actually canceled plans to go out with some friends when it was the opening series with the Dodgers. We knew, obviously, it was a later game. It was weekend. Our friends wanted us to go out, and we turned them down just because we wanted to watch the Dodgers and Tigers, not the Dodgers. But obviously, they lost, and we thought about it. We're like, did we regret it? And we absolutely enjoyed every bit of it. And I don't think last year was a fluke at all, just based off how they played and are continuing to play. Obviously, the lineup or the starting pitching has a little bit more stability, but now you're seeing lineup chaos, and you never think it's going to work, especially with concerns at the beginning of the year with the injuries. And they just continue to find ways to win. And it's without a doubt, you got to turn it on to watch.
If you had told me before the season started, before that Dodgers series that you made sure to settle in for, more Javi, Zach McKinstry's going to bat third.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, oh boy, this is going to be one of those deals. They're finding a way to mix and match and generate some offense. If you'd have told me Torque was going to be playing every day, I go, boy, they must not have any good options. No, he's the biggest bat in the order. And he's right. Stability with the pitching staff. Four starters with an ERA under three. You're not going to go on prolonged losing streaks. You have a chance to go on some extended winning streaks, which is what we've seen early in the season. And that offense, yeah, it doesn't look like last year was a fluke anymore.
And you have a chance to win and beat some good teams.
Yes.
And so, obviously, they'll get a chance to test themselves against one of the best teams in Major League Baseball right now, the San Diego Padres. They're in town today, and it's just going to be fun. And I think there are a lot of people that are, for 162 games, right? You're not going to change your plans for every one to be able to watch.
No.
But there's a lot of different ways to take in the game. And even if I'm working out or I'm doing something different, I will make sure to have an earbud in so that I can listen to Dan. Mm-hmm. It's right now, I don't want to miss a moment because you don't want to miss that moment of Spencer Torkelson hitting a 3-run home run. And flip, that's the only runs you get. Yep. And all of a sudden, hey, you win a game on just the swing of a bat. He has that ability right now, and that's the way he's performing. We all said they needed to add a right-handed bat. Well, they didn't add, but they did get one in their lineup.
Texter says the Tigers are appointment TV for me. A good Tigers team still ranks just ahead of a playoff basketball team. Baseball greater than basketball.
I did not send that in.
You didn't send this?
No,
one of your?
No. It's not from anybody in my house, although that will be happening.
I can't go that far. Tonight both are on.
Yes.
You're going to double down on your opinion that
I will be watching the Tigers, yes.
I mean, I'll pay attention, but it's a Piston playoff game.
I know.
It's a pivotal game.
It's just me. For me, it's football is 1A and baseball is 1B. In fact, last year, I think I even talked about it on the show, the MLB Network. I get that package. It's my one thing throughout the course of the year that I do because I just want to, right? We don't talk a lot about other teams until we get to the, October.
And even then, we're into Lions season.
Right. And up until this year, I did it because the Tigers were terrible.
But you needed your fix.
I needed my fix on good baseball. At the beginning of last year, I was watching Atlanta until they suffered some injuries. And it's the Reds because of Ellie De La Cruz. And I used to be, Anaheim because I wanted to watch Mike Trout or Ohtani. Now, I don't stay up that late to watch Ohtani with the Dodgers, but...
But if it's a day game on the weekend or something?
Sure. And I saw the great action of the Cubs series this past weekend, which was unbelievable. A couple grand slams in a game. But now that's all taken a back seat because if the Tigers are on, I'm either watching or I'm listening to the Tigers.
I got no issue with being swept up in this Tigers fever. I'm guilty of it. I think a lot of people are enjoying it. I do think it's a bad take to prefer regular season baseball over playoff basketball. And for all the flack I get for bad opinions, I'm happy that you got some flack for that one while I was out. Texter says it's April baseball. Baseball is not appointment watching until September.
Well, it's going to be going on all summer. And as long as the Tigers continue to win series, continue to stay in first place, I think more people as you get towards July, August, certainly September, are going to get on board. But I think there's more on board earlier this season than there has been in a decade.
Yeah, I think, if you think appointment viewing is too strong because it's, quote, only April. How about this? They're not background noise. I think for a lot of people, the Tigers became background. Now it's, hey, I'm going to perk up and make plans. And whether it is making plans just to watch them on the couch or watch them out at the ballpark, I thought it was noteworthy that crowds are growing and people are buying in, and they have a reason to.
Yeah, if you're sitting on the back deck, you find a way to pipe the audio out there.
Totally. 248-539-9797. We're going to get into some Red Wings talk in the 9 o'clock hour. You're thinking, what? Their season's over. Why would you guys waste a minute of airtime talking about them? Well, Dylan Larkin said something at the conclusion of their season. They do their locker room clean out, and the players end up speaking and speaking their mind. And
are we going to hear from Stevie Y?
I would think so. Got it, right?
Sometime this week?
If he didn't, that's a bad look. He typically does a season-ending postseason press conference. I'm sure he'll be asked about Dylan Larkin's comments.
Sure.
We'll play the Larkin comments next. It's 97.1.